This is a download from the BBC. For more information about this and other downloads from School Radio, go to bbc.co.uk/schoolradio.
Listen all around, listen for the sounds. Listen, listen, listen. Listen all around, listen for the sounds. Listen, listen, listen. Listen, listen, listen. Listen, listen, listen.
Hello!
Hello!
I hope you've got your listening ears ready, because it's time to listen and play. Shh! Listen. What can you hear?
It sounds like the sea.
Yes, it's the sound of the sea. Listen again. Where can you hear these sounds?
At the seaside.
Yes, we can hear these sounds at the seaside. Here's something else we can hear at the seaside. Listen. Yes, seagulls are a type of bird which we can often hear at the seaside. Let's imagine now that it's a beautiful day and we're going to the seaside. Let's pretend that we have a bottle of sun cream and we're pouring some into our hands and then spreading it on our arms and faces. What things can we do at the seaside?
Make sandcastles.
Yes, we can make sandcastles at the beach. Let's do that now. So, stand up, everyone. Imagine you've got your bucket and spade and you've found some nice, damp sand, the kind that's good for making sandcastles. Dig it up now. And put it into your bucket, packing it down nice and tightly. Keep going until your bucket is full. Pack it down and then turn out your sandcastle and stand back to admire it. Oh. What other things can we do at the beach?
Ice cream!
Yes, we can eat ice cream at the beach. Let's imagine now that we have a great big ice cream to lick. Mmm, that tastes good. It's time to sing now. This song is about something else you can do at the beach. It's called 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Once I Caught a Fish Alive. Perhaps you know it. Sing along with me if you do. One, two, three, four, five. Once I caught a fish alive. Six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Then I let him go again. Why did you let him go? Because he bit my finger so. Which finger did he bite? This little finger on my right. One, two, three, four, five. Once I caught a fish alive. Six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Then I let him go again. Why did you let him go? Because he bit my finger so. Which finger did he bite? This little finger on my right. 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 Sit down comfortably now, because it's time for a story about Tom,
who is very excited about going to the seaside with his mum and dad. He's especially excited about having an ice cream. But it takes a little while before he gets one. Listen very carefully to find out why.
Tom was very excited. It was a sunny day and Mum and Dad were taking him to the seaside.
"Come on, let's go," said Tom.
But Mum and Dad were rather slow.
"First we need to get ready," said Mum. "You need the right clothes."
"I know," said Tom. "T-shirt and shorts, sandals and hat. How about that?"
"Okay, let's go," said Dad.
And off they went in the car. But they hit a traffic jam before they'd gone far. The sun was shining and soon they all felt hot.
"Don't worry, Tom," said Mum. "You can have an ice cream when we get there."
Tom liked the sound of that. A lovely cold ice cream. They arrived at last and soon found a spot on the beach. Up above, the seagulls circled around and around, watching everything.
"Come on, let's build a sandcastle," said Tom.
"Hang on," said Dad. "First, we all need to put on some sun lotion."
Tom groaned, but he didn't mind really. Then he did a lot of digging. And up above, the seagulls circled around and around, watching. The sandcastle was huge. Tom even dug a moat for it. He filled it with water he got from the sea with his bucket. It was lots of fun, but it was hot work too.
"Can we have that ice cream now?" said Tom.
Not just yet," said Mum. She was reading her book.
Dad was having a snooze. Mum winked at Tom. And Tom soon woke Dad up with a bucket of water.
"Right, that's it," said Dad.
He chased Tom down to the sea. They ran together through the surf and laughed as they splashed each other with the cold, salty seawater. The seagulls up above flew around and around, watching it all. Tom and his dad really had a lot of fun. But then a cloud crept over the sun.
"Time for some lunch, I think," said Mum.
They headed for the fish and chip shop on the pier. It was busy in the fish and chip shop, but they were served at last. The fish and chips were very tasty.
"Can we have that ice cream now?"
said Tom when they had finished. They headed to the ice cream shop, but the queue was too long. So they went to the fun fair instead. The fun fair was a lot of fun. They went on the dodgems and a roller coaster. Tom even won a giant teddy at the coconut shy. The seagulls up above were still circling around and around, watching it all.
"Well done, Tom," said his mum and dad, impressed at his coconut shy skills.
The queue at the ice cream shop was still very long, so mum and dad took Tom for a donkey ride. Tom's donkey was called Daisy. She trotted up the beach very fast. Mum and Dad saw Tom whiz past. He was quite happy to get off at last.
"I'd really like that ice cream now," he said.
"Well, you're in luck, I think," said Mum.
The queue at the ice cream shop had gone. Up above them were the seagulls, still circling and screeching, but now they seemed closer somehow. Tom's ice cream was cold and looked very tasty. Suddenly, Mum cried,
"Tom, look out!"
And Tom raised his head just in time to see the seagull. It swept down quick as a flash and took the ice cream right out of his hand. Tom was so surprised, and he had been so looking forward to his ice cream, that his face crumpled
and he felt tears spring to his eyes.
Don't worry, said Dad. We'll buy you another one.
And this time, it was a double. That put a smile on Tom's face. Tom and Mum and Dad sang all the way home.
Oh, you have to watch out for those seagulls at the beach. Oh, I am glad Tom got his ice cream in the end. Perhaps later, you can talk about a time when you went to the seaside. It's time for another song now. This one is about something else that you might see when you're at the seaside. Something far out to sea in the distance. Imagine you're looking out to sea now. You're shading your eyes with your hand because the sun is so bright. And there you see it. A big ship. The song is called The Big Ship Sails. Sing along with me if you know the words, and your teacher can show you some actions to do as you sing. It's time for me to set sail now. I hope you enjoyed listening and playing with me today. Goodbye, everyone!
Goodbye!